The days of traditional dental thinking are over. We're here for dental consumers who are tired of crowns, tired of repeated invasive procedures, and dealing with problems in their mouth that seem to never go away. There is a better way. There is an alternative leading approach to whole mouth and whole body health for the rest of your life. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's good to have everybody here, and as you all know, this is my favorite part of the whole program. I get to bring to you a friend of mine from up at the office, and today, hold on to your seats, kids, because I've got a really cool guy. He's a lot of fun. Don, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate it. Now, Don, I told everybody that originally, Your belief system was that all dentists were barbarians. Where did that come from?
Well, I've had like three other dentists before you, and the first one when I was pretty young, and then the second one I had for a long time, and he passed away, and he was a traditional dentist, and his work seemed to be pretty permanent and very. Few problems, but a few where I'd have to return. But the last one, after he passed away, I went to another dentist, and I just had a cavity every 6 months, and he would have to redo work. And I was listening to the radio, and I'd heard about you for a long time, and I was like, I have to give this a try. And after, and your style is so different, it's like so hard for me to explain to people, how it really is. I mean, the quality is unbelievable. And where you sit down right off the bat and explain, what needs to be done after you take pictures and everything. And after I'd had some work, and especially after you did your abrasion thing where I'm waiting for a shot and I'm waiting for you to drill my teeth, and it ended up kind of tickles, and people wouldn't believe me. And I ended up telling them, more than one person, I said, trust me, you may like your dentist, you may think your dentist is good, but he's a barbarian compared to mine, and I'll stand by that,
Man, that is hilarious. I really, really appreciate it. Yeah, it's hard for people sometimes, like yourself. You're right. It's hard for people to get their brain wrapped around something that is so different and so unique, where you come into the office and you can get your teeth fixed and you don't need shots and numbed up and you don't get drilled on because we use air abrasion. Yeah, you're spot on. And that's why I do the radio show. It's hard to tell people that message. So once you came in, once you got started, you're sending your friends in now.
Right, yeah, my wife is, I've got her in there, and then she's...
No, I said your friends.
Oh, yeah, I have been sending my friends, and there's a couple guys at work that have started going there, too, and, people, it's just hard. I mean, I put the word out all the time. It's so hard, though, for people to, because everybody's went to a traditional dentist.
Sure.
They just can't grasp it,
Can't get their head around it. Well, no, I was making a joke, but we've met your missus, and she's got some dental background.
Right.
So the listeners are going to go, well, what dental background? Give us the background on her.
Well, she'd went to school. I think she was going to, kind of like a dental assistant type thing. And, when we were engaged, when I was driving, because I drive like from Mooresville all the way up to Noblesville, and sometimes in heavy traffic, it's like hour and 15 minutes to get there.
Yep.
And people are like, I don't understand, and I'm actually happy to do it, and I like going there. I don't dread going to get my teeth worked on there. In fact, because I know it's a permanent deal, and they feel so much better. I haven't had one cavity since I started there, and she was like wondering about the difference. And now that she's met everybody in there, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's totally different. And it is hard to explain to people that you're a holistic type thing, you know?
It's fun. And yeah, I never want to lose a sense of appreciation for, yeah, especially around here. People get out on the highway and it's, you know, it's you have to slog your way through to oftentimes to come up and to for wherever you're coming to come see me. And, you know, I understand you drive past 150 dentists that you could stop at if you so chose to, but and people don't. We never lose track of the fact of how much we appreciate and value somebody going to that much effort to come to see us, and we certainly never want to disappoint or let anybody down, and so we work really hard to keep that level of quality and that level of care and so forth. And so, well, man, I told everybody you were going to be so much fun to chat with on the show. I really, truly appreciate it. And thank you very, very much for recommending us to family and friends. That's a huge honor for us. And we really, I truly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, your whole dentistry thing, I mean, you know, your dental hygienist, Elena, you know, and Angela, you know, I mean, she is just so nice. Everybody that I've met there, you know, is so nice to us and genuinely care. And it's just different, you know, than any other place I've ever been. And, you know, I love to pass the word on. I'm totally confident in what you can do. You know, I mean, you've proven it to me. My teeth feel better. I have no pain in my mouth. I haven't had a cavity in ever since I started going there. And I literally was having a cavity, it seemed like, every 6 months, where they were repairing a old filling, you know, that the
sure.
amalgam or whatever. And I just got tired of it. It's like, it's got to be a better way.
Yeah, that's a pathway that just gets worse and worse and worse. And you got to interrupt it. You got to stop it. So you quit grinding on people's teeth. You are exactly right. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks again. I've taken some time. I know you're super busy with traveling and driving and everything, but thanks a lot for taking the time to come chat with everybody. I'm absolutely sure somebody has been listening and go, well, that sounds like me. So thank you very much, Don. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
All right, buddy. I'll see you at the office next time. All right.
Take
care.
Thank you.
Bye.